This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Muscat yesterday evening on a two-day visit to Oman in the last leg of his three-nation tour. He reached Oman after completing his successful visits to Jordan and Ethiopia. At the Muscat airport, Mr. Modi was received by Oman's Deputy Prime Minister for Defence Affairs, Syed Shihab bin Tariq Al Said. They had discussions on strengthening India-Oman cooperation in various fields and advancing the strategic partnership. The Prime Minister is visiting the friendly nation on the invitation of the head of state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Today, a history will be created when India and Oman will sign the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, a free trade agreement. It will be signed by Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and his Oman counterpart, Minister of Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion, Qais Al-Yusuf, in the presence of the Sultan of Oman and Prime Minister Modi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Oman is a land of enduring friendship and deep historical connections with India." He said this visit offers an opportunity to explore new avenues of collaboration and adds fresh momentum to the partnership between the two countries. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, will reply to the discussion on the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission, Grameen, Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha today. Yesterday, the Lok Sabha sat till late night to complete the discussion on the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Moving the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Chauhan said that the bill will ensure development of villages. He said the bill proposes to enhance the guarantee of days of employment from 100 to 125 days of wage employment. He said the bill will fulfill the vision of Mahatma Gandhi of creating self-reliant, developed and poverty-free villages. The Lok Sabha has passed the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025 with amendments. The bill seeks to constitute the Atomic Energy Regulatory Board and the establishment of the Atomic Energy Redressal Advisory Council. The legislation enables the board to regulate the manufacture, use, export, import, transport, transfer of any radioactive substances and radiation-generating equipment. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said that OTT content will continue to remain outside the jurisdiction of the Central Board of Film Certification. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Dr. Murugan said that OTT content is regulated under the provisions of Part 3 of the Information Technology Rules 2021. He said the Code of Ethics requires OTT platforms to avoid publishing content prohibited by law and undertake age-based classification of content as per the guidelines in the rules. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Sabka Bima Sabki Raksha Amendment of Insurance Laws Bill 2025 yesterday. Lok Sabha had passed the bill on Tuesday. The bill seeks to amend the Insurance Act 1938, the Life Insurance Corporation Act 1956 and the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority Act 1999. The Delhi government will begin strict enforcement of the no PUC, no fuel rule from today as part of an intensified multi-pronged drive to curb worsening air pollution in the national capital. Under the enforcement plan, vehicles without a valid pollution under control certificate will be denied fuel at petrol pumps across Delhi. Simultaneously, non-BS6 vehicles registered outside Delhi will be barred from entering the city. India summoned Bangladesh's High Commissioner to New Delhi, Riaz Hamidullah, expressing strong concern over the deteriorating security environment in Bangladesh and specific threats surrounding the Indian High Commission in Dhaka. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said, "India completely rejects the false narrative sought to be created by extremist elements regarding certain recent events in Bangladesh." In badminton, the Indian duo of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on Indonesia's Fajar Alfian and Muhammad Shohibul Fikri in their second Group B match at the BWF World Tour Finals in Hangzhou today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.